and SSP Audio, led by Jamie Meyer. A Celtic Healing for Disorientation. To view more topics within the SSP Audio Library, please visit shamanicpractice.org.
Hello and welcome to this audio from the Society for Shamanic Practice. My name is Jamie Meyer, and I'm a member of the Board of Directors at SSP and a shamanic practitioner living in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In this audio, I'd like to explore two words that seem to be floating around a lot lately: disoriented and disheartened. So many people are feeling these feelings of being disoriented and disheartened. And in a moment, I'll unpack those words a little bit, and we'll go on a little journey together, and I'd like to offer you a healing for some of those energies. To get to that healing, I want to first take you on a brief mythic journey working with the Celtic goddess Bridget, or in Gaelic, Brija. In Celtic shamanic tradition, early February is dedicated to Bridget, who is the embodiment of the energies of new life. She's seen as the power of dawn light and the new springtime emerging from winter. She's also seen as the goddess of healing, among many other attributes. It is said that Bridget breathes new life into the mouth of dead winter. Bridget sings new warmth into the seeds under the dark earth. Bridget breathes new fire into that which has been frozen by winter. So I'd like to start by playing my version of an ancient Gaelic song to Bridget. It's a mysterious little song that I think is just packed full of wonderful shamanic wisdom. Here's the song.
Early on Bridget's morn, the serpent will come from the mound. I will not harm the serpent, nor will the serpent harm me. Early on Bridget's morn, the serpent will come from the mound. I will not harm the serpent, nor will the serpent harm me. Early on Bridget's morn, the serpent will come from the mound. I will not harm the serpent, nor will the serpent harm me. Early on Bridget's morn, the serpent will come from the mound. I will not harm the serpent, nor will the serpent harm me. Early on Bridget's morn, the serpent will come from the mound. I will not harm the serpent, nor will the serpent harm me. Early on Bridget's morn, the serpent will come from the mound. I will not harm the serpent, nor will the serpent harm me.
That song is so simple and so mysterious, and I just love it. And it's packed full of this beautiful Celtic imagery. The serpent is the image of rejuvenation because snakes shed their skin and they become new again and again. Bridget is also the bringer of that rejuvenation as the power of dawn, of the sunrise, which starts the new day, and the power of springtime, which initiates the new shape of the emerging world. The serpent is often a symbol of healing and shifting shape and beginning a new life. Well, at least in some cultures, although this is one of those core images that Western culture kind of turned on its head. In the biblical book of Genesis, the serpent is reimagined as the bringer of death, and that death is a punishment for disobedience. For me, there may be no clearer image of how the Western mind skewed and reversed indigenous ideas of our relationship with the world and with spirit. But the serpent is the wriggling energy of the life force, because everything in nature moves with this undulating, wriggling, spiraling movement. And as the earth warms in the springtime, this life begins to wriggle its way up from the dark womb of the Earth Mother to take its next shape in the visible world. So the snakes begin to emerge from their holes, and all the other creatures that burrow into the earth for the winter are held in that dark womb all winter to cook into their next shape. And in springtime, they emerge from the earth and wriggle their way up into the visible world. That undulating movement of the serpent is the very image of the idea that everything is vibration. And in that little chant to Bridget is the line, "I will not harm the serpent, nor will the serpent harm me." And I think this is the simplest expression of our relationship to nature, that we take a vow to live in an interdependent and respectful relationship with all of the energies of nature. So it's just a wonderful little song that I just love so much. And that first phrase of the song, "Early on Bridget's Morn," usually refers to the Celtic holiday of Imbolc, which is around the 1st of February every year. And celestially, this is the midpoint on the sun's rising journey between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. But you know, in many landscapes, including the one where I live in Minnesota, early February does not in any way feel like the beginning of spring. But the movement of the sun initiates very subtle changes in the land and in the air, just the angle of the light. And even in the landscape where I live, where we'll be covered in a blanket of snow for maybe another 2 months, maybe even longer, still that movement of energy, that very subtle movement of the rising sun rising up from the south, this is also an image of Bridget. And this is why she's seen so often as the goddess of inspiration. She brings that very first spark of the new idea that will incrementally grow and ultimately become a total change of life. She is the goddess of inspiration. So for me, Bridget's Morn is really that entire stretch of time from midwinter all the way up until I'm able to see the snow melting and the first green shoots appear. So I actually like to sing this song to Bridget all through the latter part of winter. Also, the line "early on Bridget's morn" can really refer to every sunrise. So it's a great little song, and I hope you will learn it and delight in it as much as I have. Well, this brings me to those two words, disoriented and disheartened. So many of us are feeling those energies now. And what interests me is that prefix, dis, disoriented, disheartened. And we find that prefix at the beginning of so many words. And it's the marker of being bumped away from where we want to be. We want to be heartened, and we want to have a solid orientation, but we've been shoved off that, pushed off, off-center, disoriented, disheartened. And what's interesting to me also is that prefix dis is the name of the Roman god of the underworld, Dispater. To be disoriented is to be drawn down into the underworld, into the realm of darkness and formlessness. In classic thought, this realm of the underworld is the place of shadows and death. It's the dark night of the soul. But also, the classic underworld is seen as the realm of great wealth and great riches. And Dis, or the Greek god Hades, is seen as the wealthiest of all the gods. So from a shamanic perspective, we're talking about an initiatory experience where we are taken from what we are accustomed to, from our ordinary life, our usual orientation, and taken down into a dark and cold place where things are dismembered, where we feel disheartened. We are in the grasp of dis. We are in the grasp of the underworld. And from that shamanic perspective, we're talking about the absolutely crucial journey toward our next shape, because we cannot be reshaped. We cannot undergo the initiation without traveling through the underworld, or in some traditions, the many levels of the underworlds. Again, from a shamanic perspective, it's a fantasy to believe that we can merely ascend without traveling through the underworld first. So here we are, traveling together through the land of dis, where everything is getting dissed. What we need in this time is to remember that we have allies. Allies that are on our side on this journey through the underworld. And in this case, Bridget, the goddess of inspiration, the goddess who opens the next shape of things in the world and in us, she's our ally. So I'd like to work with her and call her in on your behalf and sing a little healing song over you and into you and around you. I'll call on Bridget, who I've worked with as an ally for many, many years, to come in and bring a warming into your darkened heart and bring the light of inspiration into your mind and into your body to help you emerge into the next more powerful shape that is waiting for you to become. The song is in Scots Gaelic. It asks Bridget to come to clean you of old patterns that are no longer useful and will only weigh you down on the journey. And it asks her to help open new life and new health and new light in you. So we ask Bridget to breathe new life into the mouth of any winter inside you, to breathe warm breath into you, to melt whatever is frozen, and to release the new life emerging. And we ask Bridget to sing new warmth into the seeds of new vision and new life that have already been planted in you by Spirit. As I play the drum and sing, you can place your attention on your heart center and think about the deep, deep earth of winter. And the light and the warmth coming in, being sung in to warm and melt and enliven and transform. Mahe, 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 over. Mahe, Booyahas, booyahas, Brija, Brija. Glanso, glanso, Duvron, glanso, Duvroch, glanso, Geeltacht. Glanso, Yushlanja, Glanso, Droch, Glanso, Duvlach, Glanso, Duvlach, Brija, Mahie. Hoshin, Hoshin, Hoshin Kial, Hoshin Glokas, Mahier, Mahier Brija. Hoshin solas, 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 na creator, solas, solas. Hoshin kuvach. Oh, come on.
Rija. Rija. Mahir. Mahir Nashio.
Thank you for listening, and many blessings.